Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are excited to have on the line with us one of the great Eagles signings of this offseason. Defensive tackle out of South Carolina State by way of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Javon Hargrave is out with us. Hi, Javon.
What's up, man? How you doing?
We're thrilled to have you. Never left the state. You went from one end to the other.
I know. I'm in driving distance, man. I'm going to pack my stuff and just drive up there.
All right. Just understand that Wawa is better than Sheetz, okay?
You said Wawa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's our convenience store on this side of the state. You'll love it, Javon. I promise.
Okay, yeah. I ain't heard of that one. I guess I'm going to have to see.
All right, Javon, here's what I'm dying to know, all right, because this is one of the weirdest times in the history of our country. And in the middle of it, you're out as a free agent taking bids. Was that – describe the experience. Was it crazy for you? What was it like?
It was pretty crazy because, I mean, I was trying to focus on football, but it's kind of hard to know what's going on in the world. So – it was just a weird feeling, man. Just, like me signing to the Eagles and not being able to go up there and, you know, meet everybody. It's just different. Because I envisioned just me going up there, you know, meeting all the coaches, you know, taking the pictures of me signing and all my family having all the gear. And just for all of this to happen, it's just, you know, it's just a weird time in the world right now.
All right, Javon, tell us what you, when you're a free agent, still a young guy at 27, very good career in Pittsburgh, what were you looking for? What were your priorities when you were talking to teams?
I mean, I came to a story. I was looking to be paid my worth. And also, I was really praying that I'd go to a winning team because, you know, just coming from the Steelers for 4 years, we just big on winning. So I just wanted to go somewhere that I can compete and still had a big night games, the Sunday night games, and, you know, just being on the spotlight and being able to perform at the highest level. So Philadelphia fit me perfect.
All right, that's fascinating to me. You like playing in prime time. You want to be in the show.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that's everybody who plays in the NFL. That's just a – that's our feeling. That's what makes us play. That's what we love is that primetime game. And, you know, it's nothing like it at Sunday night football or a Thursday night game or a Monday night game. It's just a different feeling. I was scared I was going to go somewhere that was just not used to that and just be kind of every 1 o'clock game. But I'm just happy to be somewhere that we got a chance to be good and still compete.
Well, believe me, we're just as happy as you are. Let's go back 4 years. Did you think the Eagles were going to draft you?
Yeah, I did. I did. They was at my pro day, and they was talking. I forget the defensive line coach then, but he kind of told me they was going to take me in the draft. It was a lot of people who said it, but I really thought I was going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. That's what I kept telling my parents and stuff like that. So it's just crazy how everything worked out.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, they should have done it then, all right, Javon? But because you're coming out of South Carolina State, and you had 13.5 sacks in your last year there, were you a defensive tackle? You were doing that at DT?
Yeah, I was defensive tackle then. It was more of a 4-3-2.
Right.
So I was more, you know, basically like it is now for the Eagles, just disruptor. I used to have fun in college, so I really just, you know, used to get after rushing the passer a lot and just dominating.
All right, well, this is what I need to know. You were referred to in college as Gravedigger?
Yes, sir.
All right, explain that nickname. What was that about?
It's really not nothing crazy. My defense coordinator, he just came up with nicknames. Like, I mean, either you're going to have a good nickname or you're going to have a bad nickname. And, like, the first day I even got on campus, he started calling me Gravedigger. Like, then it just carried itself to the spring, me, you know, hitting the quarterbacks and driving them to the dirt, and it just really took off from there. Like, everybody started calling me that, and I changed my Instagram name to that around that time, and that's what it was.
But when you got to Pittsburgh, they changed you to Jay Wobble?
Yeah, that was my...
All right, what does that refer to? What's that about?
Man, it was my teammate Cam Haywood, my rookie year. He was just trying to get under my skin. And oh no, he made a name plate and he just did all this. He just kept doing it and told everybody that's what they was gonna call me. Nick, that kinda, you know, once you get a nickname you just stick. So that's what he did. I was real hot when he did it, but that kinda was the thing for a while.
All right, now here's what I'm trying to figure out, because you play very well for the Steelers and their defense. Why would they let you go, Javon? You still got your whole career in front of you.
I mean, we got a lot of great players on that defense. So, I mean, I know it was a business, and I mean, I'm like, I don't really know about all the cap space and all that, but I know, you know, there's a lot of people getting paid high on the defensive line with Cam and Tua. So I just think they just had to make a decision. And, I mean, I was fine with it. But it is what it is now. I'm an Eagles now, so it's just we're going to go from there.
Do you think the system you're coming into is even better for your style than the one you've been in Pittsburgh?
I mean, I like it. I love the system I'm coming into. I had to adjust. Basically learn the system with the Steelers when I first got there, because I was clueless on how to play a zero nose. But yeah, this is the kind of football that I was really born into, really love playing, and I played my whole life. So yeah, I kind of liked it. This was even better when I knew I was coming here, just knowing the defense they run, and that was a big smile on my face when knowing they was the ones that wanted me.
Does it help at all to know that you'd be playing next to Fletcher Cox?
I mean, of course. It's just another great. Like, that's how I tell people, man. I'm blessed. I've been blessed to play with a lot of great players, and just to come with one of the best in the game is even better. So, I mean, yeah, we know he's going to get a lot of attention. So it's just freeing up a lot of other people to make plays. So.
Hey, Javon, you said something a minute ago that I love when a player says. You said you wanted to play for a winner. Why is that important to you?
Man, because I've been spoiled. We ain't made the playoffs the last 2 years, but we still haven't been just horrible like some other teams in the league. So I just know that feeling of losing. Losing. Like, I think we lost 3 games in a row in Pittsburgh, and that was like the worst feeling of my life, like at the time. So I just couldn't imagine not being on a team that's not good. But that was real big for me. Like, I know a lot of teams, a lot of my friends who've been on losing teams, and that's just not how I want my career to be. So I was like big on hoping I can go to a team that wins. Like, it wins and pay you. That's like the perfect combination right now. Like, that's even better. That's like a big package deal. That was good for me.
I only have one other question. You're also a good basketball player, even though you're 6'2". And they said you could dunk. And now you were 300 pounds where you were dunking, right, Javon?
Yeah, I could dunk.
You can dunk now?
I done did it. I done did. It's been about a year in some change. I don't know about now. I have to try it out every year. But, yeah, high school, I was flying. So, I used to be little baby Zion out there playing against them.
Baby Zion.
Wow. Yeah,
right, but you were a great rebounder, right? I heard you were a great rebounder because nobody could deal with your physicality or strength.
Yeah, it was. Like I say, that's why I be laughing when I say Zion, because it was like you couldn't really understand how I was doing it because I was like shorter than everybody, but somehow I was just dominating it. I was just getting the ball and putting it back up. I'm like getting the, like they call it, the trash bucket. So, yeah, that was pretty much my game.
Well, we got some good hoops in our town, and we got some really good football. Javon, we're thrilled to have you, man.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, but you're going to find out the same passion for football exists on this side of the state, and you're going to be embraced by this fan base. It's going to be a great run for you here. I wish you nothing but the best. Stay safe, please.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Javon Hargrave, as you can hear, a fabulous guy. Love this
That's
guy.
That's funny.
I love this guy.
I love it just a bit. I want to win and get paid. That's you know what?
He's so realistic and honest. I love this guy.
That's great.
This guy is going to be fantastic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.